Good afternoon, music lovers. And the rest of you, yes. And so it begins. Fortunately, I have the kind of face that lets you know you can just yell out any old thing you want to. And no harm, no foul. I was glad to be back here at the Grey Fox Festival. Nice to be under the tent, and days turned out beautiful all in all. The dust is settled, and we're going to have a fine show this evening. For those of you that don't know him, it is my great pleasure to tell you the man playing the fine guitar. It's made by Sim Daly. It is my pleasure to share the stage with my friend Stephen Mogin. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to get this noise shut down. I'm sorry. Feeling temperamental today. Well, as many of you know, of course, I grew up in the state of Kentucky. And one of the other commonwealths, and I was fortunate that grew up in a household. You hear all kinds of tales about musicians that were not encouraged to play music by their family, that, you know, please get a real job. And my parents were farmers, and so I was really encouraged to play music and get off that farm, and I really appreciate them doing that. And me and all my sisters, we were encouraged, and we grew up listening. We were only 60 miles north of Nashville, Tennessee, so up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We could get the Grand Ole Opry with clear reception, and I didn't realize, you know, when I was a kid, what a privilege it was and what a gift it was that I got to hear these, you know, great Opry performers in their heyday, you know, when Loretta Lynn made her debut. It was like this majestic thing, and to get to hear Bill Munro on the Grand Ole Opry and the Osborne Brothers and Jim and Jesse. And that also included getting to watch Nashville television. And also to hear Flatten Scruggs on the radio every morning at 5:45, I guess. They had a 15-minute show. So I'd get to hear, my dad would come in basically with the radio and stick it in my ear with Flatten Scruggs as I'd wake up in the mornings, and I thought everybody got to do that. I mean, seriously, it wasn't until I, you know, got out of high school and started playing bluegrass bands for a living that I've come to find out, no, a lot of people never saw Bill Munro till they were 30 years old or something, and or, you know, didn't get the advantage of hearing these great Opry performers as they were doing it right on the Grand Ole Opry. So I, but also had the advantage of growing up in the 60s and getting to watch, for instance, the Ed Sullivan Show, and remembering when the Beatles made their debut on Ed Sullivan and the Rolling Stones were banned from singing Let's Spend the Night Together. They had to change the words to Let's Spend Some Time Together on that particular show. They snuck a couple in. And but, you know, seeing the Doors on TV, seeing Hendrix and Eric Clapton and the Cream and Yorma play with the Jefferson Airplane. And so I later realized that, boy, did I was like a sponge soaking all this music in, because it was all just good music to me. There was no boundaries of music. It wasn't bluegrass or, I mean, you know, like I say, Loretta Lynn was just as wonderful as Hendrix was for me. And so it's kind of crazy that, but I got to grow up hearing all these great sounds, and I just assumed everybody heard Bill Munro play all the time, and I later to find out that wasn't the case. I'm going to do a tune that I'm very much influenced by Bill Munro, and I'll never forget when one time he heard me play the mandolin. I was up in Bean Blossom, and Byron Berline, the great fiddle player, was playing in Bill's band. Roland White on guitar, Victor Jordan on the banjo, and we were having a jam session, and Roland let me play his mandolin, and Bill kind of knew me as a fiddler, and the kid fiddler, and so after we got done playing a few tunes. I'll never forget when Bill Monroe looked down at me and said, after hearing me play the mandolin, he said, I want you to stay with that fiddle. We ain't got enough good young fiddlers coming up here. But I said, all right, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do now. But it was interesting because Mr. Monroe, especially in his later years, was pretty nice to me. In the early years, he was a little bit suspicious of our looks and our music, but he learned that we loved his music and we respected his music. And so, you know, when you talk about newgrass kind of music, well, first you have to know how to play bluegrass. That's the rule. You got to learn bluegrass first. You got to learn the rules that Bill Monroe and the Osbournes gave us, and, you know, Flatt and Scruggs, the Stanley Brothers, Reno and Smiley. So I know that he always would encourage young musicians to, I mean, he liked it when you would play it like him, but he also encouraged you to get your own style. And so that's one of the hardest things ever, to stop just copying your heroes and get your own style. So I'm hoping that I'm about to get there. But this particular tune, Stephen and I played it, well, we all played it on this new record, The Circles Around, well, The Circles Around You, I guess it should be, but. Just a little yoke there. But at any rate, but this particular tune, I once again, it was kind of like, one time I saw in the back of a Bill Monroe record where he said, what was the tune? Might have been Tall Timber, where the liner notes said, I wanted to see how close I could write a tune to Katie Hill. I thought, oh, so I get to write one just like Wildwood Flower? But this one, I made this one up, and it's very much in the tradition, because when it comes to Bill Monroe, you know, a lot of us think of just the harsh drive, the hard driving, the bluesy stuff, the... And that is certainly a part of what he was about. But he was also about really great, beautiful, melodic tunes. Stephen is quite the good mandolin player, and he played one of the harmony parts on this, the recording of this, if you want to check that out sometime. But I named this tune The Old North Woods. because of something Bill Monroe said to me once. It was, he had written a tune and he played it for me. It wasn't at all the sound like, matter of fact, it was like a fast kind of breakdown. And we were in Wisconsin, Mole Lake, Wisconsin. Yes, sir, Dave. And so we were at Mole Lake, Wisconsin. And of course, what do you say after Bill Monroe just played you a tune? Little weak in the bridge there, buddy. No, you don't say that at all. You say, that's a great tune, Mr. Monroe. What do you call that one? And he actually said, he goes, I call this one the Old North Woods because there just ain't no telling how old them woods are. Well, you can't argue with that one. I mean, I guess you could. But. So, but this tune, so I wanted to write this one in the very much the tradition of Bill Monroe and paying respect to Mr. Monroe. So this is called The Old North Woods.